Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're heard all over the place. I know a lot of people from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they're all Democrats. No.
You love the state, though.
I do. A very clean state, very good rest stops. At least that was my experience when we did our road trip to
Iowa.
High
praise indeed.
Well, you know, you got to take what you can get. Surf City, North Carolina, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, the Rock of Gibraltar. You're my Rock of Gibraltar, Rob. And Easter Island, Chile. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're joined by Rob Spiewak, who had a good medical report yesterday, and we're very happy to hear that. And
very, very pleased.
That's a good thing, and we're looking forward to more of those down the road. And if there aren't, we'll do a nice tribute. But anyway, joke because of the good news yesterday.
When did you start putting the file together, like at the Washington Post, where they have the file ready to go?
Yeah, I wouldn't have to do that. We've been together the whole time, so it's not necessary.
That's true.
So I want to pull the curtain back. We're gonna have an interesting conversation right now. So the show is chugging along quite nicely. We're looking forward to Rob continuing his journey. It's really cool that relatively soon, since you were in really dire straits, you've been able to join us a couple of times a week. Still planning on joining us tomorrow for the bonus show, which is good news, and
looking forward.
You look good. You look better every time I see you, and I'm happy.
Yeah, you're so skinny. Your face is so skinny.
Well, have you noticed that I for the first time since the whole hospital thing, I got out my Harry's razor and I shaved my head again.
Hey, way to go with a plug. I like that. That's awesome.
So I felt that was a big mood builder to actually get my face.
How much weight are you down?
51 pounds.
51, yeah. You can tell right away.
51 pounds.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
In a month.
That's really, really amazing.
The doctor was, he said, be careful because in 5 months you could be gone. disappeared.
Don't joke. You're not allowed to joke like that.
That's scary.
I should have misphrased it. No, but I'm saying, obviously the weight loss has tapered off. But yeah, it's weird to, especially yesterday because I had a big beard going on, shave it all off and look at it. And I can see it in my face. I can see it in my face, which is great.
Yeah, your chin is defined. I haven't seen your chin in like 8 years.
I have a goal weight. I have a goal weight that I've always fantasized about getting to. And if I ever get to that goal weight, I will tear off this facial hair.
Really?
I'll shave it off. Yeah, I'll shave it off.
You've been threatening that for 20 years.
I know. And we'll see what happens.
Could you leave the mustache?
No, because that would be too old. You know what? Facial hair... When you have it and then you rely on it and then it becomes a regular part of you. I talked a few weeks ago about getting together with my old radio buddy from like 40 years ago at the beginning of my career.
Ed Walker?
My buddy Dave. My buddy Dave DiNardo.
Oh, right.
And Dave DiNardo has been out of the business for a million years. He's in commercial stuff, real estate. That's what he's done forever. He was smart enough to get out of the business. So I meet him to play a round of golf, and I see him across the parking lot, and because the only reason that I said who is was his facial hair. It was so white.
Mine is
so white. Mm-hmm. You go back and look at my beard, and yes, by the way, publicity photos, you're absolutely right, whoever brought that up. Yeah, we do need an update, because I'm all dark with my facial hair, and I was probably coloring it back then already,
I think it came up. Yeah, there were times that as I recall the era of those publicity pictures, sometimes it was, oh, Mike looks good, and sometimes it looks like Mike is about to pull a rabbit out of a hat. Because
Mike Stone, one day I really overcooked it with the hair dye. It was horrible. It was a horrible experience. But that's not what I want to talk about. And I'm glad you're here, Rob, because I need a buffer here as I talk to Oscar about this.
Mike, right.
So Oscar comes in this morning, and he's got his his helmet on for his e-bike because he's been really digging the e-bike. And what I haven't done...
And just to be clear, Mike, this is not the same helmet that he wears around the office for safety.
No.
This is a helmet
with his corrective shoes. So when you haven't been here, I'm trying to keep the show as light and as happy and nice as possible. But I have not shared with Oscar my extreme jealousy and feelings of neglect that Oscar, when we do a sponsorship, whether it be Theragun, whether it be Harry's Razors, more often than not, the product that we are advertising is sent along, Dadgrass being a small example, and sent along, and it is provided for one of the hosts, if not all of the hosts, to endorse the product.
Correct.
Yes.
And suddenly, you know, a few weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I am informed that we have a new sponsor, Electric Bike. That is like Electric Shave.
Electric e-bike.
And suddenly I see that Oscar's got this brand new electric bike. And I say with you here, Rob Spiewak, you know,
yes.
I cycle. I hop on bikes once in a while. I have limited space down here, and suddenly no one even asked me if I was interested at all in the electric bike.
And to be fair, Mike, this came to us through because of the success we had with Solo Stove, and they said they thought we'd be a good fit for this, and we were back and forth a little bit, and I said to Oscar, are you in? He says he's way in. And I said all the hosts are into this, and they said at this point they're willing to provide, the client is willing to provide one electric e-bike.
We did ask for three.
Well, yes. Who does the spots is my question.
Yeah, but we were being...
Now, with that said, before you start your defense...
No, it's not my defense. We actually went back and forth, Rob and I. This is part of the conversation. We said, is Mike going to get jealous and be petty if it comes to me?
I can tell you exactly what would have happened. If you came to me and said, do you want an electric bike? There's only one available. I would have said... give it to Oscar. I think Oscar will really be able to use it.
So we went.
That's exactly what I would have said.
We sat around and said, who's actually going to use this and not fake it? And I said, it's going to be me.
That's not the way it should happen. It should happen openly and honestly to me.
You don't need the
bike. You don't make that determination. I make that determination.
No, Mike.
You don't make that call. I just want to be asked. And it's like, you can't sit there. There's the disrespect I'm talking about. Because he says, you're not going to use it. Well, that's not your call. My call. I would have liked to be asked.
Mike,
I would have said, yes, you'll use it more. I would have liked to be asked. And there it is.
You don't
the
understand.
Disrespect.
We didn't send Dadgrass to you initially because we knew you weren't going to use it unless you wanted it. And if you wanted it, we asked.
Dadgrass isn't a fun, cool bike, which I would have.
My point.
What?
We want to be able to endorse it in real time. This is why we do this.
I would have liked to be asked. What do you think, Mike?
But you know that in the real scheme of things, it is so tailor-made for Oscar's lifestyle.
Yeah, well, I probably would have agreed.
Let's involve you in the conversation. That is fair.
I would have agreed.
That is fair. It is your show, so that is fair. We should ask.
I would have agreed, though.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah,
Oscar would be the one to hop on the thing.
We've been making these decisions for 5 years this way. We should stop and then change things.
Yes, hold on. Exactly.
Hold on. Shut up, you. Hold on.
And also, about the tone of the show. I think
Do you miss this, Rob? Do you miss
a
this?
Lot, right a here? Lot.
So
yeah.
Here it is. So here are the two things you need to know.
Miss you like vodka and throwing up blood.
By the way, it should be, we should do this behind the scenes, but it's funnier on the air. We should have a price point, right? On the really nice big ticket items.
Oh, so there's a certain value that we have to get.
Yeah. You're above $1,000. It's below $1,000.
No, I don't see. I think it should, because I know it's a phenomenal deal.
Yeah.
It's a great product,
700
right?
$700? Oh, my God.
Starting at $799.
Today.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the most the operative question would be, though, if there was more than one, and I don't blame them at all for with three hosts, they don't throw four bikes to every radio show in the country. Right. They can't do that. If it was available, I would have said yes. In a heartbeat.
I think the
does that make sense to both?
Yes,
of you?
I think the, yes. I think the burn, and I've shared this with Rob, and he probably doesn't remember because it was years ago.
Yes,
was when we had an endorsement with GE, General Electric, and they had two swash at home dry cleaning machines.
I remember the swash machine.
Yeah, but that was a different structure entirely.
There was actually more money than we ever got ever for any endorsement in one payment. It was
wild.
But
that was because it was this whole thing that you orchestrated.
Correct.
Wasn't it?
But it's still part of the show.
You did a video, by the way, that still lingers on our website.
It's still part of the show. And
what?
No. When I brought it to you so you could get one, it was part of the show. It was a show endorsement.
Okay, but wasn't it bigger than that too? Weren't there some more videos made and stuff?
Correct, but that had nothing to do with you. This is just a regular. This is for the show. I'm just talking about the show aspect of
that. That's that little thing that you take the wrinkles out of your shirt.
Correct,
right?
Correct. So we get
that was the official motto on the box.
We get
are they still associated with us?
No. But thousands of dollars
died in my garage
in your coffers. So. I
died in my garage. That smell?
I go to Mike on the air. I'm like, hey, how's the swash doing during the spot?
Right.
And then off air, he's like, hey, man, I don't know how to tell you this, but we lost the swash in the storage unit. And I said,
I remember. Oh, my God. I do remember this. We lost the swash.
We lost it.
Yeah. So I think ever since then, I've been gun-shy to send you things that I'm not 100% sure you're going to use.
People, if you want to know what Mike's storage unit is, look at the last scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's what Mike's story. Everything is in wooden
containers. No. It's Silence of the Lambs. Oh, he's got the head in the jar. So that's all. So anyway, aside from that meaningless crap, the right person has it, and you are... Correct me if I'm wrong. You are all in on this, correct? Oh, I mean, you are really. It is aiding you in getting to work and to and from work. Is that right?
If you live in the city, there are different ways you can get to work. You got bus. You can get public transportation. You can Uber. You can have your own car. Having your own car comes with other expenses, as most people know in big cities, like $400 parking garage bills every month.
And, Mike, I don't know if you've heard this, but gas prices are at an all-time high.
Yeah, but gas prices are negligible in the city because if you live in the city, you're probably just going less than a mile, so it's not it's been hitting you from the beginning, right?
Exactly.
So I've been going back and forth with this bike for some time now. That was the fourth or fifth trip. And when I tell you the beauty of not BSing with anybody in traffic and just... going, and we're lucky to live in a city with very clear bike lanes and rolling on the bike.
Be honest, you're mostly on the sidewalk.
Rolling on the bike lane with this guy.
Can you do the sidewalk?
I do not do the
sidewalk. You wouldn't do that. That'd be illegal and you'd kill people.
No. Okay. No. Right, but on the bike lanes, Mike, you probably saw them and maybe you noticed them the last time you were here. There are bike lanes on every major artery going in and out of the city that are designated.
Hold your helmet up.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
Right. Do you take your helmet off and then do your pompadour before or after? I mean,
because I just throw it on and then I came in.
Is there any chance we could get a demonstration of your helmet just for fun?
Oh, on right now?
It would be a great TV day.
I love it.
Be a great TV
So just before I do, before I let you know, full helmet.
Very safe.
Yeah, DOT, by the way. DOT. Department of Transportation certified.
Yeah, that's
right?
The regulation. I've seen them. I've had many.
And it's also necessary if you want to boss the stormtroopers around.
Well, this is the thing. There are so many people we know that ride on these e-bikes and e-scooters, whatever they may be. And God bless you. You want to do your thing? Don't wear a helmet. That's fine. I have a lot of mouths to feed and a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah,
so I will wear a helmet.
Now that I've been out of it for a few years, I was a bad biker. I rode a lot without a helmet, and I shouldn't have. And I don't ride anymore. And so, or at least it's not that I don't ride anymore. I just haven't in a long time. So let's get a look. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He's putting his helmet on. There it is. There. There it is.
Yeah, I'm not surprised security gave you a hard time.
He's putting his headphones on.
That's good.
Hello.
He looks scary there with just the top half, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he? That's the
It's always fun to do a radio show with the great Gazoo.
Gazoo.
Hello, so, Denny's.
I walk in this morning, and we had a new security guard with my bike that folds in half.
John Candy sitting at the desk today?
No, it's just a new security guard.
I can't let you upstairs with that helmet on.
And they're like,
could you raise the screen on that helmet, please?
I was like, hi. I was like, and they're like, sir, do you have an appointment? And I'm like, no.
Yes, I have an appointment with death.
I said, we're going to have to call out before we let you in, which is fine. Okay,
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
I said, well, I was like, I'm a co-founder of this company. Like, I didn't
want
to
be a
dick.
Yeah, but I mean, usually you've got the guys you know every single day. Yeah, they just let you up the way it works in every building in the world.
So,
that's the way it works.
So they
except Langley.
They said they're going to call. They're going to call up, and I said, if you call up, it's just going to forward to my cell phone.
Oh, that's right.
Because it's before office hours are open, and
don't you have an ID or a card or a
I do have or? I have a badge. It just. At that point, it was going to dig through my backpack. I didn't want to deal with it. This is the one thing I forgot, and I'm not used to. I don't keep anything in my pockets when I ride.
Right.
Right? So you're just not used to that. So you just shove everything in the bottom of your abyss of a backpack.
Yeah, because the man wants you to keep stuff in your pockets, and you're out there riding. Well,
how many times, Mike, when you rode, have you lost things out of your pocket?
When I rode all over the place, I used to only keep one thing
in my
pocket. A bag of Hershey Kisses.
Mike, there's
you never
nothing
know when
worse.
You're gonna get hungry.
There's nothing worse than low blood sugar when you're out on the open road.
It was really, really. You should know. Yeah. It really, really. You know,
at the end of the ride, they were so soft.
Oh, it was water on the end. Well, at the end of the ride, I kept them in a Ziploc bag and I put them on ice cream.
So
it was wonderful.
I called. I brought my own syrup. Thank you.
Right, thank you.
I called Pun. I was like, do you mind just coming to get me in the lobby? He's so. Pony comes down, and Pony's also.
Yeah, that
perplexed.
Was wild because many times you've like forgotten your key fob.
Yes,
which will. I mean, then we've got to like let you in the door, and that's no big deal.
Yes.
But when Pony said, "I've got to go down to the lobby to let Oscar," I'm like, "What's going on here? This is all this." And also to paint the picture, are you bringing the bike in the lobby?
Oh yeah, it goes right in my office. That's how.
Oh God!
That's so cool.
That's how
it's foldable. Do you fold it up before you bring it up in your office?
Done.
Swear to God, we're not doing a transparent ad for electric.
No, you just heard
bikes,
Mike bitch about not getting one
electric e-bike.
It is cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That is pretty cool, though. The fact I didn't realize that you were actually bringing it up to the office,
off the elevator, into the office.
Do you
to
ride
be
it?
Perfectly
or do you
honest,
it?
If I'm thinking out loud right now with the discussion we may have had about me getting the electric. To be honest, Rob, I have visions of the fat twins on the mini bikes.
Yeah.
If I rode the electric bike.
I tell you what, Mike,
big
if
saddle.
The campaign
big
if
saddle.
It's a, if it's a screaming success and you were number two on priorities for getting a bike, I was number three. But we will, if we both get bikes, make arrangements to put on cowboy hats and aviator sunglasses.
That'll be our publicity photo.
Exactly. That'll
from
be
behind.
The updated one. Yeah, exactly. From,
we'll
and,
do it that.
From all sizes.
I rode absolutely. Home at night last night, in the evening or dusk.
Yes.
Headlight and taillight.
You're loving it. It's like you're having a little motorcycle.
And you know where? Do you know where I park it?
Where do you park it?
But remember all these years, for some time, I was trying to explain what a little... pass through between the two homes, my house and my neighbor's.
Oh, you have a spot.
I have a little alleyway or alleyway.
Oh, yep.
I pull out the trash cans and I slide it right in there.
Oh, good for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so
life
good.
Is great.
So, I mean, I'm glad and I would have done it. It's just sometimes, you know, you feel
but
like...
But he hasn't answered, Mike, when he exits the elevator on the fourth floor. Do you ride it to your office or
no,
do you push
no,
it
no.
to your office?
The
Have this, you ridden it to your office?
I've ridden around the office to get around the corridor to get it. Well, Pony and I were testing it out.
Yeah, you
of
have
to. Like a bike.
Yes.
But it's electric.
Yeah, and Mike, it zooms.
I think it's a very cool thing. And I think you want to talk about inner cities and carbon footprints and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And finally, that's the solution. I started seeing these, of all places, up in Maine, where they really were used for mountain bikers as an assist
to get up the hills.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now they're really, I when I look in the cities, they're more like regular transportation, which I think is fantastic. I'm glad. I hope we sell a lot of these electric. Yeah, by the way, they are price point phenomenal.
Well, they're so much, they're priced so much lower than the competitors. There's a button on the front page of our website. Click and look at electric e-bike. You will love
this. Is the last I'll say this, and then I will, this is not made up, and I can't believe it just blocked this out. 2 days ago, one of our parking attendants, your friend Rob.
Oh yeah,
and David. Yeah, he stops me. He says, "Is that a motorcycle?" And I'm like, "No, this is the bike." He goes, "So I'm showing it to him." He ordered his yesterday from our link.
Oh, that's awesome.
There we go. Okay,
that's
awesome.
So I think cool.
That, yeah, it's city. It's great for city. Great for everywhere. But getting back to the task at hand, because we have Rob twice a week this week. 3 weeks, but yesterday, I'll leave it to you to share what you want to share. You've been on this journey, and it's been tough. It's been tough on all of us, but it's been especially tough on you and your family. And for the, correct me if I'm wrong, very first time since you were in the hospital,
yeah,
you had a regular doctor's appointment, not over the phone,
right,
not any of that. You actually went in and
with my actual GP. Now, I had been with that other rotten doctor a couple weeks ago, but that was essentially...
The one that said he was going to retire.
Yeah, essentially, I just made that appointment so I could get him to order blood work. Well, I actually, my doctor, Kevin, moved some stuff around and saw me earlier than he had availability, which was awesome. He spent an hour with me. He answered every question I had. He answered every question Carrie had. And also, here's the sign of an awesome guy.
That's a lot. You know, when you think in the world of Dr. Reality, Rob, when you really do, when you think of the average appointment that every human being gets when they go to their doctor, an hour is a frigging lifetime. That's good news. I like
that. He spent the day before actually going through my chart, and he had a list of things that he was concerned about. I mean, he prepped for this for me, and it was touching because he really does care, and people should know. I met Kevin when he was a nurse for Robert, when Robert was going through chemo.
Wow.
And
we, so he's a real young man.
Yeah, and so we were, you know, I spent so many overnights and Carrie spent so many overnights in the hospital that we got to know him. And he said, well, I'm nursing right now, but I'm very soon to get my doctorate. I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to get my degree from MCV. I'm commuting or whatever. And I said, well, when you graduate, let me know and you'll be my doctor. And he's been our family's doctor
ever
since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so.
Very,
I knew him
cool.
since before he was a doctor, and so we go way, way back. He knows my entire history, and he said there are basically two systems or scoring systems to see where your liver's at based on blood work.
Before we get ahead of this, can we? This is fascinating, Mike, because I've never had a relationship with a doctor that long. Like I'm still waiting for my brother and sister's friendships to break apart.
That's right.
who happen to be doctors. So this is wild, Rob, because this
lifelong
man has seen you. Basically, he's been warning you of this forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is there any? And let's get to that.
Yes.
First of all, scores are good, right? Relatively good.
Yeah.
For
the two.
The
thing is that they've the two score systems that they have for the liver. One is that they do by blood without actually doing an ultrasound or the fiber screening,
which you will have.
Yeah, that's coming up. It's called the MELD score, and I believe the Child Pew score. Both of them have shown marked improvement since the hospital. And at the hospital, I was on the precipice of, as he said, getting on LinkedIn and starting to look for a donor. I was not.
That's how
in
bad.
That range.
Okay. Well, that's and by the way, we haven't talked about that a lot on the show for
right.
obvious reasons,
yeah.
Your privacy and everything else. You've been very open and honest about it. But Oscar and I were having discussions about that, and it was it's horrible. It's horrible to think.
I know more about
out of the blue.
Liver donation than I have ever known in my life, and we've had people, you know, get sick and pass away within our social circles.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
and
it's terrifying.
It was terrifying. My question about your doctor with this long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Did he have any frustrations, and was there ever a discussion about the fact that, because that's the elephant in the room, Rob, that he kind of let you know. I remember you coming into the office one day, talking about it. He's been warning you about this, right?
I also told him, I said, well, now we're finally seeing each other face-to-face in the same room since the first time since the pandemic started. Now is your chance to yell at me. He says, yelling's not going to do any good. He says, what we've done with the research I've done. I think we may have caught this at a most opportune time considering all other things that are going on. He said, this is ultimately, this is going to be something that we work on. This is going to be something we fix. And then he said, it needs to be said that there's going to be a million people over the next months or so telling you exactly what to do, but you need to take a little pride, and I'm very proud of you, on the 180 you did on your lifestyle. It, you just did it. You just shifted, and you just, he said, that's not easy. And he has gone through a similar thing. He had an internal bleed 6 or 7 months ago. So he was able, I was able to ask him, I said, is this normal? Is this normal? Is this normal? He says, yes. Even on someone, he said, I have a resting heart rate of 58. I said, you too? No, he said, I have a resting heart rate of 58. And after I got my anemia under control, he said that he would walk each day, but he wouldn't walk too far from his house because he was afraid if he fell down, no one would see him. So that whole notion of the weakness and the sort of just the ongoing tiredness is your body adjusting. And then he said, and this medication is going to complicate that, but you're going to get used to it. Mm. He said, and the diabetes is going to complicate that, but you're going to get used to it. He says, who knows how long over the 2 years, 2.5 years since we talked, how long your body has been compensating for where it was at. And because of that, your body has to totally readjust.
I have noticed when you come on, almost every time, there's a tick up. And, you know, you didn't get 100%, you know, great news because you did have a hemoglobin issue.
And he said that could be explained by being, he said, when you're not going to be as hydrated. They really control your hydration at the hospital. He says, how are you doing with water? I said, all I do all day is drink water. He said, if you drink an amazing amount of water, that can dilute your sample enough that it could. And it wasn't a major tick down in platelets and hemoglobin. It was like 0.2. It's just when you see it, it's frustrating to see it go in the wrong direction.
You walked out of there with optimism, which is
extraordinarily
the point here,
yeah.
Right?
And I said,
optimism for us as well, and hopefully for all our listeners as well that love you and want you to get better during.
We're
this,
not out of the woods yet, but we got to keep.
No. And I promise not to get happy, but also he's smart guy. No, that'll celebrate when I get the clear news.
Don't get happy. Don't get hammered.
But he also
Oscar
put me on,
and I can get hammered. For
yes,
you.
I wish you would. He put me on some supplements that'll help with. The manufacture of blood. I'm on a ridiculous amount of vitamin C, vitamin A,
Geritol.
Copper, Geritol, dandelion root. All the people that said try milk thistle, I really appreciate it, and I'm glad it's working for you. But
doesn't that give you a big old boner?
Huge, Mike. I haven't rolled out of bed.
All right, stop
in 2 weeks.
All right, no, don't do it. He's coming back, Oscar.
Yeah, he
I can tell already.
But the and you know what? I'm open to all suggestions still, but I want people to know that. Everything that was suggested to me via by message and email and text and all that stuff, I asked him about all that stuff, and he's just so direct and so optimistic. And he left it saying this, and, you know, of course, you don't need to tell me that I've made bad choices to get myself where I'm at. I know this. But he says, you and I have been through too much to let this.
He said this
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, he said, you and I have been through too much together to let this win. So come on, let's beat this.
Aww.
Let's do what we need to do.
Did you ever think of getting a new doctor?
why would you even say that?
Well, because he said he's so optimistic. You don't need optimism. You need pessimism. No,
well,
we're just kidding. We're kidding. You need bedside manner. Get out there and fix it. God damn it!
And then
who's the celebrity he most resembles?
Gosh. It's hard to say. No one comes to mind.
Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing.
That's it. Exactly. Right. It looks just like Jack Elam.
Rob, you've got the right doctor. I just, for me, it's interesting And he's doing the right thing. And he's absolutely right. There's no need for apologies now. It's meant more for let's get on the right path to recovery.
Right, right.
But for me, it is infinitely frustrating when you're friends with the doctor, because you're friends with them, right? You're like lifelong friends since Michael, what, 19 years old, since little Robert.
Yeah.
So it is these progressions of seeing someone so many times, like you become this almost champion of each other, which is important. It's hard to get. I'm used to doctors like literally doing blood work every time I go for a physical and then calling me and yelling about something that means almost nothing to me, but I do what they say because I need to do it.
This is one of the hardest things for him is that their practice merged with Inova. And of course,
they're all doing that all around
and,
the country.
And it didn't change the quality of care or anything. Basically, it was to get into the Inova system, and they've got everything linked, and a lot of it is really quite helpful. But when that happened, they started giving him so many new patients, and he is the kind of doctor that gets to know you. And he said, because of this, the first two visits are almost wasted because he doesn't know the person.
Yeah.
And you know, you have to kind of know their personality to really be effective.
But, you know, in fairness, and the medical system, which, of course, has taken all the shots, that, and they talk about have your own doctor. This is the physician's attempt, financially, managerially, paperwork.
Yeah.
These behemoths take over these practices and lure these doctors in because, you know, I got news for you, folks. Doctors are just like hardware stores. The Home Depot, snaps them up. That's the way.
Most doctors aren't making what they used to make.
No, and they do this to survive financially and all that.
To go
and
back,
it's a bummer.
To jump back to the very, very beginning of this story, when Robert was first being treated for leukemia, he went to a place called, I believe it was Fairfax Child Oncology Center. They had four doctors in one building. It was the tiniest practice. Everybody knew everybody. And actually, Mike, you met Dr. Greenberg many years ago.
Yeah, when we had him in on the show on the anniversary of, being cancer-free.
Genius, genius doctor. And just the one thing I always remember is Robert was bummed about having an oncology appointment on Halloween. And Dr. Greenberg came in dressed as Batman to cheer him up.
Sweet.
I mean, that's the kind of practice it was. But that was a 3.5-year treatment. And well into the second year, they were absorbed by Inova Children's Hospital. And make no mistake, a fantastic organization. But it changes it. It just changes it.
It gets bigger. You get into a pipeline. You get into a pipeline, and it's frustrating. So the good news is your lifelong physician had some good news for you, but he didn't pull any punches. That's what I think Oscar and I are
not at all
curious about. That with this happy, happy, joy, joy relationship you have with him, he gave it to you pretty straight that that you know you were in pretty dire straits.
Dire straits indeed.
And he's scheduled hopefully on time.
I'm going to get a liver. I'm scheduled already to get my liver ultrasound and continued blood work. The ultrasound will give a great baseline for when I get to GW for the liver guy to look at and see where we're at to actually check out damage before they do further testing. And there's one score, I believe it's called the INR, that has been consistently over the past 4 weeks or however long it's been going in the right direction. Drip by drip by drip by drip. And if it continues to go in the right direction, it shows the fact that the damage, I mean, it doesn't quantify the damage, but it says there is some liver function still going on, and that's a very good sign. So I'll grab that and, you know, I'll take it because, you know.
Here's the question I have for both of you, and we'll get off of this, but you know what? This is when we get a chance.
This is true life.
Face to face with Rob, and we do this. When you're talking about, here's what I hear in the land of my research, and you hear from other people about liver and all that. The liver, as far as regeneration, is not one of the organs that is known to regenerate, but it's not completely. It's not a situation where it never can improve. Correct?
No, it does. It is one of the more regeneratable organs. If it's treated right, because I mean, keep in mind, people that get liver transplants
depends on the level of damage.
Yeah, it does depend on the level of damage. But as an example, think of the people that get liver transplants; they'll get half a liver, and it will actually become a whole liver in your body with, you know, careful care. Well, so as long as I continue on the right track and treating it right, and if the damage isn't horrible, you know, there's a really good shot that we caught this not at a good time, but at an optimal time, considering the fact that there's obviously some damage. But we
for the listeners, and I know Oscar and myself, is it the first week in May that we find out about you go to the liver doc?
I think it's the 12th. I believe it's the 12th. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay,
you know, and it's
hi to him too, and tell him thanks for the month and a half wait for your liver. I'm sorry, I get pissed.
We're
not out of the woods, but we have options. I mean, think about this. This is a global economy. There's got to be some liver in some country we can get for Rob if he needs one.
Well, actually,
we're not ready for the GoFundMe yet.
No, I was on Craigslist, and you know what you can get for under $800 is the electric e-liver.
The electric liver. All right, we got to take a break. Rob, thanks for joining us.
I love you guys. Thank you for having me.
We will see you tomorrow the full hour tomorrow. So that's going to, you know, drink your liver food or whatever the hell you're supposed to be for tomorrow.
That's exactly what the doctor said to do. Drink your liver food.
Drink your liver drink. We'll be back with more fun. Homepage coming up right here on Michael Merritt. K-Star Country 99.7.
KTMOS Country, driving you loco on the Cattle Drive to Work Show. Good morning, America. It's me, Chuck Wagon, on Spiewak County's best country, playing the country hits while you're spraying your stinky pits. Have you ever thought about being a KTMOS talking head? Well, have you? Well, partner, it's easy to do. Just drop us a note at rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's, doodah. Tell us why you'd be a great talking head, and be sure to include your phone number, and don't forget your name. Oh, what's my name? Fuck you, that's my name. Here's Buck Owens.
You don't know me, but you don't like me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by one of our favorite advertisers, Harry's. Listen, I'm not a monster, but there are certain things that I am very particular about. For example, don't mess with my morning routine.
Mm.
I know what I like, and everything I like involves the amazing products from Harry's. I use it all, every morning. Razor, face wash, body wash, the best shave gel I've ever put on my face. Found an extra one in the cabinet.
Yes.
So happy today. Blades that stay sharp so long, I swear you won't know when to change them. That is a fact. I never know. I just kind of wing it. How about this? First-time Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That includes a 5-blade cartridge, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover to protect your blades on the go. A $13 value, all for just $3. And wait till you try the newly designed handle. I can't believe they bested my original Harry's handle. It feels so good in your hand, you can't wait to shave again. Again, I am not a monster. I just have impeccable taste. Thank you. Remember, new look, same incredible offer. There's really never been a better time to give Harry's a try. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS today to get your starter set for just $3. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And before we get to the homepage here, just wanted to say I feel like cautiously optimistic for the first time in a long time. I really do. I think hopefully
I do.
You know,
I do.
Yeah.
I'm happy he's taking the steps. And it's a long journey. It's just the beginning.
It is. And you know, when he finally there's enough of the ball busting, you know, I look forward to hopefully many, many years of making fun of his liver. Thank you very much.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the homepage. In a land long, long ago, far, far away, Oscar Santana was involved in reality television in a very large way. And Oscar, you were one of the first people who came to me and talked about the nature of reality television. Up until that point, I was a rube, right?
Scripted.
I give you this story. I never put Kardashians in my news. Mm-hmm. Never. I hold up this story to give you the classic example of the manipulative, money-grubbing Kardashian family doing this sheerly for publicity and to generate numbers for their show. All right, here's the way the story reads. Ever since Kim Kardashian started having kids, people have been saying, just wait until they're old enough to use the internet. Well, that time has arrived. The first episode of The Kardashian hits Hulu today, and we learn that Kim's five-year-old son, Saint, has seen an ad for her sex tape while playing the video game Roblox. Mm. I cry BS, BS, BS. Manufactured, knowing they're going to get the hits.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
Will be a massive episode.
Splash. I'm ashamed that I got pulled into the same article on a different site. Mm-hmm. And I said, how is this possible?
Right.
Right. And it all goes back to that sex tape. And I don't want to diminish. Look, there's plenty of people that have sex tapes and they don't do anything with it. The Kardashians happen to build an empire off that one leap
Absolutely.
Of fame.
Yeah, so you really want to add it up. That's what she did.
You got to give them credit. They've done something with it. But to bring it back all these years later.
Shamelessly, you know. No regard for, it's just their gross.
It's your kid.
So anyway. You're going to hear that, oh, I have to watch the Kardashians where they talk about their kid finding out about this. They don't care. They don't care at all.
No.
There's not one bit of them that care. The mother doesn't care. The sisters don't care. It just made me ill. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you. Be not fooled, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
Well, on Hulu, it's going to be hard to find anyways.
Here's another one that's going to make you squirm a little bit. Molly Shannon, very, very funny on Saturday Night Live. She was once... sexually harassed by Gary Coleman.
Oh, no.
I don't know where this stuff comes
from. Gary.
This was back when she was trying to break into showbiz. She got signed by Gary Coleman's agent. The agent took Molly to Gary's penthouse apartment to meet him and then left them alone together. Mm. Gary had Molly sit down on his bed and he started tickling her. Then he got more aggressive.
Weird.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry. Molly says she was trying to be polite, but he was relentless. He was bouncing on the bed, trying to kiss her and get on top of her. Every time she threw him off, he got back on her. This sounds like a Saturday Night Live sketch,
like
but
a
it's
gremlin.
Not. And she was starting to get tired from all the activity. That's a little weird. When she got off the bed, Gary grabbed onto her leg and she had to kick him off. Then she finally got away and locked herself in the bathroom. Gary stuck his hands under the door. This is now getting like a horror movie. And said, quote, I can see you, silly Billy. No. That's some weird stuff. She finally escaped and told the agent he needed to keep a closer eye on Gary. But she still wishes she'd stood up for herself more. Well, at least she got away.
She's got a new show coming out here.
There it is.
I don't know what it says about, like, no one should... should ever attack anybody, but I feel like if one of these, how old was he? He wasn't like a grown man.
I mean, he was probably a grown man, right? Was or at least a young adult.
Yeah, a young adult.
When he was Gary, you know what's happening? I don't know the dates. That would be significant.
It really blows my mind.
It's weird. This is good news for me. I might watch it. A prequel series about the foul-mouthed teddy bear and his BFF. John Bennett from Ted is coming to Peacock, thanks to Seth MacFarlane, and it'll also be called Ted. It's not going to have Wahlberg in it, obviously.
Not
but,
the same.
Seth will return to voice Ted. Hey, I can hear the kid. I can hear the fat kid breathing. He's also going to be a writer, director, and co-showrunner. Potential for disaster. Potential for the land of suck. Absolutely.
But Seth, he's so wealthy.
Yeah.
He can pay for the success.
Well, we'll see. I hope we get a laugh or two out of it.
He's not doing it for the money.
No, if he's going to write, maybe some of the gags will be good. 10 episodes. Series will take place in 1993.
Oh, I'm in. Never
when,
mind.
When Mark Wahlberg's character, John, is 16 years old. So that's good.
This is great. This is great. You sold
Ted's
me.
Moment of fame has passed, and he's living with John and his family in Boston.
They're not fake. Yeah. He was a child star?
See? I think it's intriguing. Just like in the movies, Ted isn't always the best influence. So we'll have to see what troubles they get into. John will be played. I don't know if you know this guy. Max Burkholder from Parenthood. I don't know this guy. No release date has been announced. But, for Ted fans,
I
stop on Ted when it's on there. I do. All right, here we go. Now, just please be kind.
I will.
All right. I know I gave you a hard time about the e-bike. Who is the biggest a-hole you know?
A new study. It's not you. Jesus.
Thank you. A new study found it probably won't take you long to come up with a name. They don't have to be a close friend or just anyone in your life who's a total jerk. Researchers at the University of Georgia asked 400 people and found most of them were able to answer pretty quickly. This part is amazing, though. A full half of the a-holes that people mentioned fell into one of these categories: an old boss, an estranged family member, or an ex. They also found middle-aged men are more likely to be a-holes than any other demo. The most common a-hole traits listed were manipulative and irresponsible. Aggressive and entitled were mentioned too. So was knowing that your behavior annoys people, but not caring. Have you heard? You have. I know you came to the show with it today. The new app, Be Real.
Yes.
This is going to explode. Is this under the umbrella of some larger company?
No.
Because I feel like an investment opportunity. Things like Instagram and Facebook are full of photos that we set up posts for, add filters to. Be Real does not allow any filters. Let me explain more to you about this. Once a day, at a random time, you get an alert telling you to post a picture of what you're doing at that exact moment. Now, obviously, you can play it a little bit, but, you know, not a lot. You have to take the picture within a certain amount of time. It actually takes two pictures simultaneously, one with the front camera on your phone and one with the back camera. You only have 2 minutes to post, so there's no time to add a filter, and the app doesn't have editing tools anyway. So it's really more about the way you look and where you are.
Yes.
Right? What you're doing, you know, you can put stuff away. You know, you can turn the screen off.
You don't see your
friends' photos until you've posted one, so you can't just creep on people without being a part of it. This is something else. What a genius move. I mean, really. I saw this immediately, and I know you did some research on it. It's brilliant.
Well, I signed up, Mike, because I'm a creep.
Did you really?
Yes, I'm a creep.
Did you really?
Well, it's the number four app in the App Store. I like winners.
That's good.
This is what is rough. I don't mind the filters. Like, I'm okay with not seeing the uggos. I don't need any of that in my life. Give me all the pretty things to including myself. I don't post many pictures. I like to lurk.
This will generate content for everything. This will generate content with people in
I'm
a particular
on
circumstance.
Find me. You'll get right. This is the boring. This is what's going to be great. I thought about this. I said, all right, people think that we're punting at work all the time. I'll show you where I'm rotting all the time.
Amen. And you'll know plenty about me. Fairway. If you miss the 2-minute window, you can still post. But everyone will see that you did it later. 2/3 of the people on it have joined since January. Not everyone loves it. Some people say the time limit makes them anxious. Oh,
get
well,
over
of course.
It.
Then don't sign up for it. One 25-year-old woman told BuzzFeed she was crushed the other day when she posted a photo, then found out in real time that all her friends were at a party she wasn't invited to. There you go. I love it. Now a little something. There's a Brazilian guy. He had to undergo emergency surgery after reportedly putting a dumbbell up there during an ill-advised attempt at, gratification.
Oh,
a case study detailing the exercise of stupidity was published last week in the International Journal of Surgery Case Reports.
Mm.
He's 54. He reported to a hospital after failing to extract the 4.4-pound metal weight. He experienced a variety of symptoms, cramping, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting in small volume. Wow, he was in dire straits. Doctors decided to scan the region with an X-ray. They discovered an 8-inch-long dumbbell that was lodged. It just never stops, these things. The team then opted, after trying some tools, for manual extraction because the tools just weren't getting it done. Thankfully, the operation was successful. The lucky fellow was discharged after 3 days without any complications. The case study reports that retain. It's. I'm going to use the medical term here. They're called retained. I'm sorry. They're called retained rectal objects, and they generally affect males between 20 and 40 years old.
I thought that app Grindr solved all of this.
No, and like, you hey, don't real time might, you know, real time might.
No,
be, hey,
no,
what are you
no,
doing
no.
Right now?
Grindr is meant for those who, you know, are looking for relationships in certain ways.
I get it.
And because, okay, I could see maybe throwing like, you know, a Sharpie mark up there to see what's what, but not a dumbbell.
All I know is one thing, Oscar. I know that I had much greater flexibility in my 20s and 30s. I do. I really.
Can you imagine doing an air squat with that thing in your dump truck?
Oh, my God.
Jesus
that
Christ.
That, I, never been a thing for me. Never really, you know. I got a penny caught in my nose one time. We're going to take a short break, and we will come back. It's
a
true.
Penny?
I put a penny up my nose. Yeah. Almost had to go to the hospital. We'll be back with more fun right here, everybody.
Woo!
It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice
wow.
and dark.
The
yeah,
thing
amazing.
About it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes!
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you very much, Mark Riddell, Twitch, and Jim Amato. By the way, those guys was in contact this week with them. Said they're sending a bunch of promos.
They are.
I don't know what's happened. Whoever is responsible for chopping them up and getting them on the air, come on, boys. Click, click. Chop, chop, whatever it is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. I have to tell you, home prices soared nationally last year.
Yes.
And if you're down here in Southwest Florida, oh, my God. They were pushed up by soaring demand, limited supply of properties for a sale in 2021. Home prices had their highest year-over-year growth ever, like since they've been keeping the records of it, like over 120%, 160%. Mm-hmm. It's insane. While the days of ultra-low rates may be behind us, the days of saving money are right now. Credit card debt, like inflation, has been rising month over month to new heights, and now is a great time to tap into some of that excess equity to take cash out for any reason. And in most cases, listen to this, it's tax-deductible, people. You need the advice of my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a home improvement, consolidating debt, a divorce buyout, or dream vacation, why put it off any longer? With their no obligation rate quote and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice for all of us here at TMOS, and the friend of the listener since 2002. Oh, I'm sorry, the friend of the TMOS listener, not since. That's just I screwed it up. My thing went bad. The number, please. Thank you. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. We truly appreciate that. Yeah, this is the stuff that I really don't know all the inner workings and details. Might as well just put it out there because it's on my mind.
Please.
We've been taking care of a little business. So, Oscar, when they get the promos in,
yes.
Is that because Rob's unwell or because Pony's not doing it?
No.
What's happening?
There's a miscommunication. They send it to me as well. I just preview them to make sure that nothing crazy gets on air. Mm-hmm. And that's
You're not vetoing like 8-9 promos, right? Are you? Or
no, I think I've only vetoed two.
Okay. All right.
Of
so
all
they're
that have come
there.
In, yeah. So right. I'll make sure. So I'll make sure that we
step?
Get them on. Oh, I'll jump in and get them to Pony.
Okay, that's good because
it's on me. I took full responsibility because
it's
Rob's
nice.
Out.
Yes. It's nice that they are generating those.
Yeah.
It's also for me nice that I am generating fatigue. That actually had me sit my wife down last night and say I'm having trouble keeping up. It's just sometimes I realize that I have a wonderful lifestyle. I truly do. But what people don't see
By
is
the earned.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. God love you. It's kind of you to say that. The idea of my life being my own, I am not wheeled around in a wheelchair just yet, but there is no question that I have married a significant whirling dervish. A whirling dervish that at the beginning of the school year, here's how it went down. We got the report that Michael's bus driver would come to the house, come to the neighborhood at 6:56, which was a total half hour earlier than it had been the previous year. We're like, oh my God, what to do? Did a few of these 6:56 pickups, and then Carla suggested to me that we drive Michael to school, and I said, I can do that. I can do that, and it'll be a quality time, and it has been. It's actually a great part of my day. But it doesn't change the fact that at that point, we were thinking about rolling out at about 7:15, 7:20 in the morning, and we wouldn't have the early call, and we'd be basically by a half hour. You know what it's like in the morning to get going and to get rolling.
Yeah.
And that has now been modified because Mrs. O'Mara, with her level of fitness, is now, prior to going out and making people's skin glow, she is getting it done at a 7 a.m. workout, all right? And I know, and God bless her for doing that. I truly, so now.
Mike, you're a lucky man.
That alarm, though, you know, for somebody who tapes a program at 9 a.m. in the morning, that alarm is going off at 5:45. And then she schedules people because she's working full time and I'm really not skillful in the domestic arts. She schedules people once a month to come in and tidy the house up. All right.
A luxury we hope to all afford. Yes.
Stop it with that. Don't junkie me today. All right. I'm just telling you the reality. So she schedules them to come in at 10:45. So yesterday it's up at 5:45 where I'm just like, yeah. Doing my new nutritional program, running out of the house as soon as this show is over, gathering up my things. I have the pain, which is the way of saying we have the pain to visit the facilities, the restroom in the house. No time because the people are coming in. Then it's out. It's running over to Happy Valley, and then it's running back home in traffic at 6 o'clock at night, help my son with his homework, maybe catch Wheel of Fortune. And I look at her, and I say, I'm struggling. I'm struggling to keep up. She's like, well, you play golf. I said, please don't say that. It's my sanity. It's my drug. It's what I do. But I will say that yesterday was one of those days where every year on the calendar, your boy was filling it. I was feeling it.
Usually this is when I pounce and then I triple down. By the way, I had a moment last night where my wife wasn't bothering me and I was quiet and I said, I wonder if there's something about Gilbert that I can watch alone without being interrupted.
Okay, and I get you. We all did it.
There's a documentary 2017. It's out on Peacock, if you have Peacock. I found it and I watched it and I'm watching it. And, you know, we're all kind of thinking about our mortality, especially when you see our heroes die so young. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was fascinating, a little gloomy and sad, was that Gilbert's father died when he was 66, and Gilbert was 18. Gilbert passes when he's 67, which is something that no one really had talked about and I equated. You learn this throughout the documentary, talking about his family. He leaves behind a beautiful family. And I start thinking about, well, like, my father is still in his 80s. You know, I hope he's okay. He's starting to have those small health scares. There is a connection between your DNA and the way you live and how long, you know, your parents get to you'll probably live, right? You start thinking about that. And through all the trials and tribulations you've had, like, I think Rob's going to be okay because, you know, HBS is still, like, doing his thing. Mm-hmm. You, Mike, of all people, have been through the most health scares and ups and downs as far as health-wise, and you've come out with like this wonderful attitude of like, what's next? The only issue you're having right now is you're going through a new diet, which is making you have less energy. Otherwise, you'd be just fine.
I get pockets where it's feeling good and pockets where I don't. As far as Gilbert, I know I mentioned this yesterday, Oscar, yeah. and I know you liked it. We all did. Gilbert was just funny and made people in the business laugh. And we all loved him
so
for that.
Well respected. He was so well-respected and such a friend of the show.
And the Edge. The old school marrying the Edge, just what a guy. I looked at some of the comedy. If you get a chance, and I'm telling the listeners this again because I hadn't seen it until he passed away. I never knew that he, arguably, in my humble opinion, this had to be the single funniest episode of Hollywood Squares. A very bland show.
I watched it last night.
Fracturingly funny.
That's what took me to the documentary.
Oh, just if you get a chance, it won't take that much of your time. It's like 17 minutes worth of Hollywood Squares.
I don't know how. That's when TV was like, if it's funny, leave it on.
Yes. Yes. Right. And they did that. They did it. They went to commercial break. They kept it. It was fan. If you want to see, and what it is, I'm not giving a spoiler alert.
No.
It's a contestant getting the answers wrong again and again and again. And a kind of a combo between Penn and Teller and Gilbert Gottfried. Absolutely fracturingly funny. Yeah. I know the way I feel about it right now. And you and I both have reacted to Rob's situation, and I've made modifications. And what I'm going through right now during an adjustment week are periods of where I wake up and I'm like, wow, I don't feel this way anymore. Mm-hmm. Followed by a bit of a crash where you're changing the way your body works with things. And I'm just so blessed to have somebody that's into that. And I know
that's
you're
supportive.
Married to somebody
Absolutely.
Who's into
Absolutely.
That. And it's helpful. And it's taking full advantage.
I got on the scale yesterday. And, you know, I've been teetering. I think I celebrated in the midst of the pandemic getting under 200.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 195.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And I'm like, well, I remember when I was 195 before. No problem. I'd like to get to 175 again. But just by... Rob has changed both our lives in certain right. mentalities of like, what can we do? And I hope our listeners are doing the same.
Congratulations to you. I'm a full person ahead of you. Anyway, we're going to take a little break. Small person, but a person. You know, I mean, not a big person.
An adolescent.
A really petite, no, full-grown model. Anyway, we're taking a break here, and we will come back with... I have a legal question. It's yes, it's going to be a little political. Be warned.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel belted radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MichaelBerryShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MichaelBerryShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
There you go. Thanks, Howard Beale. Yeah, it's a promo about a guy in the 1970s movie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Good news, warm temps are right around the corner. Back east, they're warmer already. If you want soft grass under your feet, you will need your lawn bag. Sunday, remember that name. Sunday gets your grass growing and keeps it healthy all season long. Their custom plans include fertilizer and everything you need to easily care for your lawn. You're going to love it. And with ingredients like, listen to this, seaweed, iron, and molasses. You can feel good with kids and pets being around without those nasty chemicals. All you have to do, visit GetSunday.com. You put your address in, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. It's amazing to watch. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan for your lawn. It's delivered to your door when you need it. Just attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose like I did and spray. It takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, the stuff really works. I've used it. I know Sunday can help you grow a beautiful lawn without the guesswork or the nasty chemicals. And Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. All right. People ask me all the time when I mentioned what I do for a living. People say, oh, is it sports or politics? That's the number one question. It gets weird. It's what happened to radio. And a lot of people, I understand that's the format they hear. I say we're an inch deep and we're a mile wide. Well, so do you ever talk about, and people follow up sometimes, do you ever talk about politics? I say, I do occasionally. I do occasionally, but this is what I wanted to talk about. I'm driving along down here in a very red area that is Southwest Florida. And I drive by.
Red is what
home.
Again?
What's that? Red is the right. Thank you very much, Oscar. Appreciate that. And I'm driving along, and I don't know whether I want to preach right now or just say what I saw and ask my legal question. Because I thought about, I'm not going to do anything about it. Don't worry. But I'm driving along, and there is a house in a neighborhood very close to here. And I see in the house all the flags. And the flags say 2024 for old orange hair. And that's cool. And they've got this and that. And then flying in the middle of a neighborhood with plenty of children, I see F. Biden. And the look, I know that there are bumper stickers and there are... When did it become acceptable in a family neighborhood to fly a flag over your house 24/7 with the F word on it? I don't, this is, I just am curious what the, I can't imagine. Carl and I were driving by this and I said, look, you know my politics, you know how I feel, but the idea of flying that in a neighborhood with kids, where the F are we? I realize that I disagree with people and they disagree with me. When did it become socially acceptable that you could put something up in a neighborhood with children? I don't get it. That is horrible
when
to me.
We let it. We let it.
When we let
it. We let it. And lucky, our politics are aligned, not with our entire audience. And I get that. So
right.
I feel the same way. If for, to your question, in this stance, if someone had an F. Trump flag, like that's not, like I could see, you know, we had one in our yard from the Lincoln Project said, Riding for Biden, right? That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I saw an F. Putin thing. It's not, you just, excuse me. I mean, you know, you don't, you're rolling around and you're doing that, you know, with a four-year-old in the car, it says, what does that mean, yeah. Daddy or Mommy? You just, that particular type of thing. Look, I'm
fire.
All for, you want to put your Trump 2024, you want to put your
yeah,
whatever
fine.
Bumper sticker on, you want to play, put your don't blame me. None of this is saying F, and I'm not going to talk about the politics of it.
Yeah.
It's just, there was a time, and I would hope that we would get back to a time where.
What about just putting the candidates up, their name?
Fine. Fine.
Remember you had that billboard that they put up on your lawn?
Right.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, it had a giant, I was
huge,
cool with that.
Huge.
I love political signs. I always used to measure a candidate by, hey, how many signs do you have in the yard? How many signs do you have? That's America, baby.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. But the whole idea of F the guy that won, you know, not my president, but even not my president is borderline. But the F,
but he
and
is,
I just, and first the, of all, is it legal to fly the F word on a giant flag in your yard?
I don't think you can threaten. It's not a threat. So
it's
I guess
not a threat.
Yeah.
No, it's not a threat at all. You know, it's just weird. It was weird, and as Rob Spiewak would say, it gave me a sad. That's all I wanted to say about that. It was a bummer. It was a drag, and I wish
look,
it wasn't.
I appreciate you bringing that up because. We don't get to see a lot of yard signs here in the city, so I don't have that background, or I'm not looking at the world through your
Let's
eyes.
Let's go Brandon is acceptable to me. You're not putting profanity up there like that.
For
and
your
listen,
kids.
I'm a shock jock. I do a weekly show that you choose to listen to, and I use the F word. I've used it multiple times in my life. What I don't do in a family neighborhood is fly a flag with the F word on it. And I think it's where we are. And man, when did we just start hating to this degree. I hope it goes away. Hope sometime. And really, you know what I wish for? Somebody's going to, now my all my Democrats are going to scream at me now. I wish for a reasonable Republican to get elected. Somebody bridge the gap. Somebody take away some of this hatred. That's all I wanted to say. I occupied all this time.
No,
we ran short on time.
Worthy
with Rob
conversation.
Joining us today. Man, oh man. This SMH, as the kids would say online, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. It's okay. It's not great today. It's okay. We'll do that when we come back. Yeah, the guy that does it isn't here. Hi.
Hello, fans, coming to you live. It's the O'Mara Wrestling Federation in our main event match. The Bolivian Butcher squares off against his most dominant opponent to date. In the steel cage, it's Oscar Santana versus the English Language.
I might have clarified this in the past, but you said manila envelope. I thought they were vanilla envelopes.
You are so stupid.
Seriously, you thought it was vanilla envelopes?
Because I like vanilla cups.
English may be his second language, but he's going to need first aid after that beatdown.
And with my brother and myself.
You don't need to say myself.
What the hell are you
because you went
say?
From an object to a subject. Santana sure took a beating here tonight, but don't miss his commentary and opinions every Friday on TMOS. It's No Holds Barred on Oscar's Take. Tune in next week and see the brawl for it all. The one-man mob. Rob Spiewak takes on diabetes in a winner-takes-foot match. Don't
That's
miss it,
promo.
Brother.
That is an old promo. Weird. We were talking about it at the beginning of the show. Oscar is zipping around Washington, D.C. In a wonderful new product that we are delighted to tell you about. His brand new electric e-bike. You are all in on this.
I love
it. And I can get it. The electric e-bike mission is simple. Make e-bikes accessible for everyone. It's surprisingly affordable at just $799. That is way less than the competition. And you're on it now, tooling around D.C., right?
Look, if you thought you didn't have enough space, you're wrong, because this thing folds in half. I live in 888 square feet in the city. There's more than enough room.
They're comfortable even for people who don't normally ride bikes.
I love it.
Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, as Oscar tells you. They ship free, and they come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time. You can cover up to 45 miles at up to 28 miles per hour on just a 4 to 6 hour charge. And it's great not buying gas. Plus, it's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. It goes over any terrain, including snow. And here's the one I have to stop every day, and sand. So you're planning on taking it out to the desert anytime soon?
Well, there is. Amazon's building a new HQ across the river here. Maybe I'll go there.
Just tool around in the sand. Join the affordable e-bike revolution. Go to electricebikes.com and use code TMOS to get a free foldable, mountable bike lock with any bike purchase. That's a free bike lock when you use code TMOS at electricebikes.com. We thank you. We've certainly talked about you. We love electric e-bikes.
What's that sound?
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
One of the sounds I always like is a real happening that gets caught on tape. This is a woman, she's talking, and then moves people out of the way immediately before what could have been a fatal rock slide. Oh. Listen to this.
Direction where the rock... It's a rock slide.
Oh my God.
Literally 30 seconds from getting killed. Let me think about that.
I ran screaming down the road, just so you know, on the beach.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, now for the second way I wanted to present this, let's listen to Carla putting the dishes away.
Direction where the rock.
Just kidding. Sorry about that. You know, wealthy people spend money on lots of different weird things, Oscar. I don't think in my worst day with fabulous riches, mm-hmm. if I was a young man about to have a child, that I would pay somebody 10 grand to name my baby. This is up there with dog psychologists mm-hmm. and all that. This lady charges, I think, maybe a minimum of 10 grand to name a baby. Let's listen to her. beyond.
Here are my top suggestions for a little brother. I would say Emmett, Miller, and Grady, Wilson, Waylon, Fletcher, Langston, or Harvey. I'm kind of trying to evoke a ritzy Art Deco 1920s revival. Happy baby naming.
What?
Of course she talks like that. She talks like that.
Why?
I don't know. People are just, you know, people are just out of it. I mean, people don't want
to. Well, if they could steer you, if they could steer you away from Wadhams, mm-hmm. maybe it's worth it.
Yeah, but she just gave away the whole thing.
No, that's just if you want that style of name, Pony.
Right, exactly, Pony. She's and I hope she gets haunted by George Carlin. I really do. Sick of guys named Todd. This is a sweet story. Just a very nice lady, a lady, old lady, sweet lady in a neighborhood. Was going to be evicted. She didn't have any money, and the neighbors get together and help her out and help this little old lady out. I love this. Made me cry.
The charm of the neighborhood. She's a gardener. She's a grandmother. Actually, a great-grandmother.
I always been in the neighborhood doing volunteer work and artwork, and I'm just a mother of the neighborhood. It makes me feel so wonderful and good.
Yeah, aww. There's good. Neighbors all pitching together to make sure a lady doesn't get kicked out
that's
of her
sweet.
House. this is a great clip here. Tim McGraw tells a story about getting on an elevator with Willie Nelson and cops with a dog. Get on. This is just short, but it's wonderful. With Willie, we all know Willie. Check this out.
I got a great Willie Nelson story if we have time for it. We were at the CMAs one year, and my security guy, EJ, and I got on the elevator, and Willie got on the elevator with us, and he's like, hey, Tim, how you doing? I'm doing good. So the next floor we stopped, and two police officers walked in with a dog.
God.
Everybody's quiet. We go one more floor, and the police officers and the dog got off, and the doors closed, and Willie looked over at me and says, bomb dog.
Willie knew it wasn't no dog.
I got a great Willie.
Oh, hey, stop it. Not a drug sniffing dog. Okay. I'm going to try to balance this out. I'll see how this goes over. If it doesn't, I'll counterbalance it.
Okay.
This is Alexa telling kids Easter jokes. Enjoy.
What's the Easter Bunny's favorite kind of music? Hippity hop. Why did the baby chick cross the road? To meet up with her peeps. Did you hear about the dirty Easter egg hunt? It was hosted by the Dust Bunny. What is the Easter Bunny's favorite restaurant? IHOP. What happens when you fall in love on Easter? You live happily ever after. What is the Easter egg's least favorite day of the week? Friday. Thank you. Yeah. I'll be here until Sunday.
I have to balance it out. From yesterday's show, Gilbert Gottfried telling a much nicer kid's joke right here.
A talent agent is sitting in his office. A family walks in. Man, woman, their two kids, and their little dog. Their talent agent goes, what kind of an act do you do? The father starts f***ing his wife. The wife starts f***ing off the son. The son starts f***ing on the sister. The sister starts f***ing the dog's f***ing. Then the son starts f***ing his father. The daughter starts f***ing the father's f***ing. Then the father f***s on the floor. The mother f***s on the floor. The dog f***s and f***s on the floor. They all jump down into the f***ing f***s and f***ing. And they start f***ing and f***ing each other. And then they take a bow. And the talent agent says, I'll wait till you're ready. They might have to clean this up for TV. The talent agent says, well, that's an interesting act, which is kind of an understatement. He says, now, what do you call yourself? And they go, the aristocrat.
There it is.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Please come again.
Sometimes stuff's just too sweet. I gotta muddy it up a little bit, so to speak. hey, we got to come back tomorrow because we got a bonus show for you. You're going to love it. It's going to be fantastic. I know you got a meeting to go to. We'll get out of here quick. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Matt Bloom, Pony Boy, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
Pigeonholes!